You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan E. Craig speaking. We trust that you'll stay with us. We trust the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. We are opening our service with the selection, A Fountain Filled with Blood. Some religions are leaving the blood out of their songbooks and out of their sermons, but the Bible tells us Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you had for the family of man, that you were willing to give your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. We're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and use this broadcast to enlighten and to bless souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Continuing our service now with the selection, Jesus Saves.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. When the tide is all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the news of every land. Harvest leaves across the plains. Onward is our Lord's command.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Bible Truths About Salvation. And we'll read for a text, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. The word salvation appears in our Bible approximately 226 times, and salvation means deliverance. So we want to deal with different aspects of salvation, Bible truths about salvation, redemption, deliverance, rescue, theologically speaking, deliverance from sin, salvation, atonement for guilt, bought back. Yes, we sold ourselves to sin, and the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and gave his life to buy us back. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. So we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. So those are a few scriptures dealing with the thought of redemption, being bought back and brought back. Now the second one that I want to mention is remission, forgiveness as of sins, to be released or set free from sin. God has taken the initiative to break the grip of sin and to set man free for a new way of life in God through the Spirit. He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Those were the words of Jesus there in the upper room when he instituted the Lord's Supper and feet washing. And that's recorded in Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 and 28. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. So we read in Luke 1 and 77. On the day of Pentecost, men asked Jesus, or Peter rather, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So we read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22. Now the third point that I want to mention in regard to Bible truths and salvation is the atonement, being reconciled to God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only so, but also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only so, but to be joyful in the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Romans chapter 5 and verse 11. Atonement is the act by which God restores a relationship of harmony and unity between himself and human beings. The word can be broken down into three parts, which expresses this great truth in simple but profound terms. At-one-ment, atonement, at-one-ment. Through God's grace and forgiveness, we are reinstated to a relationship of at-one-ment with God in spite of our sins. So Nelson's Bible Dictionary tells us. Now the fourth point is pardon. To forgive, to release a person from punishment. Moses, praying to God, said, "If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon us for thine inheritance." So we read in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 9. Nehemiah said to God about Israel, "Thou art God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsook them and forsake them not." Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 17. We read in Isaiah 55 and 7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Abundantly pardon. What a wonderful God we have, and what love he has manifested in his willingness to pardon us of all of our sins. "Who is a God likened unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." So we read in Micah chapter 7 and verse 18. Now the sixth point in regard to our salvation, forgiveness. As a theological term, forgiveness refers to God's pardon of the sins of human being. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 1 and 9. Yes, we have to acknowledge that we are a sinner, that we are lost and undone, that we cannot save ourselves, and we need God's forgiveness. And God is gracious. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is said no religious book except the Bible teaches that God completely forgives sins. And God does forgive us of our sins, and he removes them from us as far as the east is from the west, to remember them against us forever no more. Now the sixth point, reconciliation, the act of causing two people to become friends again, getting two things to be compatible one with another, the restoring of friendly relations. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, so much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Yes, this broadcast is coming your way today with a sincere desire that if you are not reconciled to God, that you will become reconciled to Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved Him that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. So we read in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 17. Now the seventh point, justification, the action of declaring or making righteous in the sight of God, often includes both forgiveness and remission. In Christian theology, is God's act of removing the guilt and penalty of sin while at the same time declaring a sinner righteous through Christ's atoning sacrifice. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. By him also that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So we read in Acts 13 and 39. And let me say here, justification does not give you spiritual life. What justification does, it enables God to forgive you of your sins. But there remains another part that is very important in regard to our salvation, and that is regeneration. I said that justification does not give us spiritual life, but it does give us freedom as from the guilt of sin. But it takes regeneration for us to have spiritual life. Is the spiritual transformation of a person or in a person brought about by the Holy Spirit that brings the individual from being spiritually dead to become a spiritually alive human being, religiously speaking. And it is another way of speaking about a new birth, being born again, just as Jesus told Nicodemus, except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Sin brings death, for the wages of sin is death. But, beloved, through the justifying, regenerating power of God, we not only have forgiveness of sins, but we have resurrection from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see or cannot enter the kingdom of God. So Jesus told the man Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a religious man. Yes, he was a Pharisee, the straitest sect of the Jewish religion. But he did not have spiritual life. Therefore, Jesus told him that he must be born again. And that is true of everyone. Joining a church does not give you spiritual life. Signing a decision card does not give you spiritual life. And being baptized in water does not give you spiritual life. Baptism is a type of our being resurrected from the dead state of sin, but the water itself does not cleanse. There's only one thing that can cleanse us from our sins, and that is the blood of Christ. And Jesus Christ made this experience of regeneration possible through his death and through his resurrection. So resurrection is what gives you spiritual life. Now, salvation is offered to all through the shed blood of the Son of God. Yes, Jesus tasted death for every man. This predestination doctrine is contrary to the teachings of the Word of God. God so loved the entire world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus loved us so much, he gave himself to redeem us. The Bible tells us that Jesus tasted death for every man. Also, Jesus invited all to come to him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Bible truths about salvation. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing these truths with this precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has conveyed these truths, these scriptures, to each and to every heart in our congregation. And those who know thee not, we pray that you would draw them unto that fountain filled with blood where they can be redeemed and born again. So we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there on our webpage, and you can also listen to a previous broadcast if you've missed any. And we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7:30. And we would be delighted to have you as a part of our internet congregation. Now, this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we will be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast.
Saved by the blood.